Welcome back to Insights Unlocked. In this episode, User Testing's Leticia Shaw talks with REI's Monique Lalonde about their continuous interview program with customers to support the product development lifecycle. They also talk about sharing those insights across the organization, as well as measuring success. Monique also touches on AI's impact on UX research and design, as well as her advice for teams just starting out on their experience research journeys. Enjoy the show.
Welcome to Insights Unlocked, an original podcast from User Testing, where we bring you candid conversations and stories with the thinkers, doers, and builders behind some of the most successful digital products and experiences in the world, from concept to execution.
Welcome to the Insights Unlocked podcast. I'm Nathan Isaacs, Senior Manager for Content Production at User Testing. And joining us today as host is User Testing's Leticia Shaw, Senior Director of Product Marketing. Welcome, Leticia.
Thanks, Nathan. Thanks for having me on the podcast. And hello, everyone.
And our guest today is Monique Lalonde. Monique is the Digital Product Design Director at REI Co-op. Welcome to the show, Monique.
Hello, Nathan and Leticia. Thank you for having me. I'm very excited to be joining today.
Monique, we are excited for you to join us as well, and welcome to the show. It's so good to chat with you again. The last time that we talked was our customer conference in Seattle last fall. Feels like time has flown by since we last saw each other. Can you tell us what REI is for those listeners who may not know? REI's mission as a profit for purpose and some of the work that your team does there.
I love to. So REI is a specialty outdoor retailer. We're the nation's largest consumer co-op with a growing community of over 23 million members. And those people expect and love the best quality gear, our inspiring expert classes and trips, and of course, our outstanding customer service. If you can't visit one of our nearly 200 stores across the U.S. in about 40 states, you can always shop at REI.com or our REI shopping app. And everyone is welcome to shop at REI, but members in particular who join the co-op enjoy a range of our benefits, including a valued member rewards program. And it definitely pays for itself. And yes, of course, we're more than just a retailer. REI is a purpose-driven and values-led company, and we're dedicated to enabling life outside for all. And we've done so for a number of years, since 1938. As a co-op, we measure success differently than most companies. It's very unique. Our goal is to run a healthy business, of course, which enables us to make a positive impact on our employees, our members, and society. So my team, the product design practice, it plays a critical role in supporting our goals, measuring their progress and impact in all our experiences. Our annual report, which is shared every April, tracks our progress against those goals. And I definitely encourage folks to check it out at the end of the month when it drops.
That's great. So when we were chatting earlier, you mentioned a new program. You called it Continuous Interview Program. What is that? Like, what's the goal and just how's it going?
Yes. In late 2022, it was our product-led practice had matured quite a bit, and we saw an opportunity to foster a habit of talking to customers on a regular basis. In support of the product development lifecycle. Lane Foyt, who is a senior manager now supporting our UX research and content teams, developed this scalable framework for continuous customer interviewing with a goal to empower the teams with just enough research skills so that they feel comfortable talking to customers, are able to analyze what they hear, and use those customer insights to drive innovation and customer centricity. The UX research team, which is four individuals, started out as the moderators for our pods, but quickly moved to being facilitators and now act more as consultants that support our product managers and designers. And so far, the program has been successful in conducting continuous research that can be measured and tracked. This shared experience is helping in cross-functional alignment, promoting a user-centered culture, and understanding a holistic picture of our customer journeys. Something that's cool was an unexpected benefit. Your listeners might be interested in hearing about. We've seen an increase in team building from the exercises. Our product teams here at the co-op are 100% remote, and our pilot teams reported feeling more connected to their coworkers thanks to the program.
Now, Monique, when your team is collecting these insights, do they live on beyond a current project? Do you share them across the org? And if you do, how do you do that?
Yeah, now that most of our product teams are regularly talking to customers and finding, like, they go beyond the project level, they feed our project pipeline along with other data, of course. We continue to uncover unknown friction points. We see evidence of opposing common assumptions, and we like some of which will require like additional probing at a later date or possibly informing like a test that's in plan. We track the conversations in Teams mural templates, and we report quarterly findings in a deck, which get posted to our shared UX research library, which is hosted in SharePoint. So that's typically how we share out what we're tracking in that program.
And how are you measuring success? You know, one of the things that I've been thinking about, and maybe even our listeners are wondering, is if you have any advice on how they can better connect their work in the research and design to their organization's business goals.
Yes. You know, that's a question we ask ourselves all the time. I work really closely with my product management partner and our VP of digital commerce to focus on the most impactful KPIs. You know, it used to be the research, the folks that knew to ask for research were the ones that got research. But it's really important to align your teams to focus on those top KPIs so that you can attach the work to the business impacts. And for us, that's conversion, demand, CSAT, and a host of other more. We regularly review the co-op's key goals and objectives on a yearly and quarterly basis with the teams. And then from that, we go after those customer insights to discover where improvements can be made, how they are expected to impact the desired outcomes the teams have outlined. It's also important to follow up with the teams to determine how the research contributed to the goals. We have co-op priorities. We have divisional and product team investments that are ongoing. Some of the projects that we've been tracking this year are around a homepage refresh, personalization capabilities that we'll be launching in April, and various member-related efforts, some of which are online now. And benchmarking has been a core to improving these experiences, but it's always great to measure the impact over the years on a quarterly basis and being able to make those connections for our stakeholders.
That's great. I wonder if you have any advice that you would give other teams that are just starting out on this journey. Are there things that you wish you would have done differently, or if you had a chance to do it all over again, what would you do the same or what would you change?
That's a great question. I think looking back, involving our tech teams earlier on would have definitely been a plus. I think that we have so much to learn from our technology partners and vice versa. Being able to connect to the customer and see things through the customer's eyes, realizing that you were not the customer, is an incredible tool that, you know, this program, tools like user testing can provide. So the more we can bring people in the earlier on in the research, I think helps keep the customer interests and mindset up front.
That's great. And so I know my last question was more like backward facing. This one is going to be more forward facing. What role do you think that AI and machine learning will have on your team in the future?
Oh, man. That is a topic that I have been obsessed with all year long. I was just sharing like a number of articles on AI and how AI is going to impact UX over the next 10 years. Our field has changed so much in the past 10 years that it's really hard to assess what AI will bring. Short term, helping us parse through customer insights, helping those customer insights, especially surface the most important, sift through data. Those are kind of some of the short term wins that I'm expecting. I'm so excited to be able to increase our testing capabilities with all types of content that the AI could potentially provide. Personalization, as I mentioned, is a huge investment for us this year. We're going to be leaning on AI to be able to understand our customers better. And so I think it's critical. I think that, we can't learn enough about it fast enough. So I'm really excited, and I do appreciate the question.
Well, Monique, thank you so much for joining us today on the show. I really enjoyed our conversation. As someone who may want to learn more about you or your work at REI, how might they go about doing that?
Well, I would say, LinkedIn is probably a great place to reach out. Myself and Lane Foyt, as I mentioned, senior research manager, we are very accessible through that platform. As is other people on our team, we're just a real friendly bunch of people. We're also planning to attend the Human Insight Summit, this conference, which is hosted by User Testing, this year in Austin, end of October, October 28th to the 30th, I believe. And either of those spots would be a great place to check in with us.
Well, thank you again for joining us.
Thank you.
Want to keep the conversation going? You can find the show notes at usertesting.com/podcast. If you haven't already, don't forget to follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, or Google Play so you never miss an episode. And if you enjoyed today's show, please share it with a friend or leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. And until next time, this is Insights Unlocked, an original podcast from User Testing.